What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for Osimo.com, and I am back with a FanDuel single game breakdown for tonight's Sunday night football game between the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all of our other content goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, so you can get updates to my Sims as we get closer to lock. And finally, let me know in the comments section, who do you like at MVP and at the flex for tonight's game? Some of the high-level stuff. 99.9, that is the average fantasy points scored in the optimal lineup. Median salary used, $59,250. 2.4 Rams in the optimal lineup. 2.6 49ers. A little surprising. The Rams are 3-point favorites in San Francisco with a 51.5-point total. Should be some nice scoring. I'm excited to dive in. Let's start at the MVP spot. Now, we do not have projected ownership yet for this slate, so the best that I can tell you guys is where everyone's coming out in my sim. In the sim results later today, if you see my updates, we can play the ownership game a little bit. So first and foremost, we need to start at the top. The guy most likely to be in the optimal at the MVP spot, Jared Goff. $15,500. That's a big time salary. He showed up in the MVP spot 30% of the time. That is more than anybody else. Very clearly north of 30. No one else in that tier either. Really like Goff this year. He's having a sensational year, rebounding big time. I believe he's fifth on PFF. Sometimes he's fourth. Depends on if you're clicking on passing or offense in general. Brady jumps him. It's not Brady. Go Goff. It's not important. Garoppolo, $14,000, 22% of the time he is in the optimal lineup in the MVP spot. So right away, the two quarterbacks are making up 52% of the optimal ownership. Something to keep in mind as you get closer to lock. But you definitely want to go Goff over Garoppolo, barring ownership. After that, I don't really see a ton of high-end options. Cooper Kupp is at 10%. If his ownership happens to be low, he looks like a really sneaky option for tonight's slate. Raheem Mostert, 12%, but he's 14K as well. So same price as Jimmy G. Now, if Mostert happens to be underowned, he will look like the best option just because of that price tag. If people go to Garoppolo over Mostert, because it's obvious that Garoppolo is the more frequent play. Being the more frequent play doesn't necessarily mean you are the more frequent winner in a showdown slate. So keep an eye on the relationship between Garoppolo's ownership and Mostert's ownership at the MVP spot. If there's a huge disparity, go with the opposite guy. You will get a little bit of an edge in trying to win a contest. After that, everybody else is basically below 5%. Robert Woods comes in at 7. You get Debo Samuel at 4.6. George Kittle, 4.2. It's really hard to go to one. It's really hard to avoid Goff, Garoppolo, Mostert, and Kupp. They are my top four options at MVP today. Now, as we move it to the flex spot, because of the way the salaries work, because there's not a salary boost to the MVP spot and everybody's just the same, this becomes really flat. I'm going to name all of the guys that have something in the 30s of odds of being in the optimal flex spot. Goff, 34. Garoppolo, 38. Mostert, 31. Kupp, 32. Debo Samuel, 35. Sam Sloman, 33. Robbie Gold, 32. Lots and lots of potential options, all looking super similar. You want to put those pieces together in the best way possible to make your salary fit. So grabbing a kicker and Debo Samuel right out of the gate should make it a lot easier to pick your poison at the top end. But Jimmy G is the most frequent flex option at 38%. Then you're getting into the Debo Samuel territory. So I kind of like that little stack of having Jimmy G and Debo Samuel in the flex spot. Maybe you're going with Goff at the MVP spot to get a little bit of a difference in your build. I like it. Only guy that I don't really like at the top, and we're going to just slide directly into fades right now because of the lack of ownership and because of how flat the sim results are, I think these things go hand in hand. For instance, for 12-5, Jerick McKinnon only shows up in the optimal flex spot 6.5%. That is because also Cooper Kupp, 12-5. I have him projected for 5 more fantasy points. He shows up in the flex spot 6 times as often. Well, call it 5.5, 32% to 6%. It's really difficult to want to go to McKinnon over Kupp, especially because I just expect McKinnon to have more than 6% ownership. So for you to get north of the field, you're playing an inferior player. Just go to Kupp over McKinnon. Feel free to fade him there. Fade Jeff Wilson. I think that you can largely fade the Henderson, Ayuk, Higbee range. We're talking about guys that should be in maybe 1 out of 10 lineups, 2 out of 20. You don't need a lot. So if you're playing a single lineup, I don't really like the Henderson, Ayuk, Higbee tier. I'm not a big fan of Cam Akers, Malcolm Brown. I think these guys are too expensive for their role and for the value that you can get out of them. The lowest that I would want to go with any sort of regularity would be Josh Reynolds, 6,500. He's only projected for 5.3 fantasy points, but I don't want to go to Van Jefferson or Gerald Everett or Kyle Juszczyk. It's got to be Josh Reynolds here, 6,500. Shows up in the optimal 15% of the time. If you're playing a 20 max, we're talking about 3 times. That's fine. I think that's a reasonable representation. Kendrick Bourne's another $1,000. He shows up a little bit more frequently, but an extra $1,000 in a FanDuel showdown slate is a lot of money. If you have it, great. Go to Kendrick Bourne at 7,500. He's a little bit better than Josh Reynolds. But if you don't feel bad about spending the 6,500. I think he is the best value piece you can find today. Alrighty, guys, that will do it. As I mentioned before, please, please, please follow me on Twitter. This is important. To get the updated sim results, to understand the relationship between the ownership, you're going to need to see it later today. Only way you can do that is following me on Twitter. I will be dropping it in our premium Slack, but today is one of the days that it's going to hit up on Twitter. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. I was forgetting the things that I was supposed to say. And most importantly, let me know in the comments section who you like at MVP, who you like at Flex, who are you trying to fade? I want to know what you guys think, so let me know. I will be back again tomorrow night breaking down Monday Night Football. If you're trying to play on DraftKings, there's a link around here somewhere. Click that link, watch the DraftKings version of this video. Cranking out content all the time. We'll have 2 more videos tomorrow. Good luck tonight. Go Jared Goff and Jimmy G. Those are the guys that I'm expecting to have the most of. So go Goff, go Garoppolo, go somewhere else because this video is over. Good luck, guys.